Are you a real estate agent looking to change your real estate game, change your real estate business, and change your life? Welcome to the Bulletproof Agent Podcast. I'm Catherine Lucadu, real estate coach, speaker, top producing agent, and broker owner of the Property Gallery Realty, just 20 minutes north of Toronto. We will be exploring the mindset, training, strategies, motivations, and tools that you will need to be super successful in your real estate business. But before we get started, check us out in our Facebook group, Bulletproof Agents. Now, are you serious about taking your real estate business to the next level? Well, then here we go. Sun is shining, Monday morning, March 4th. So I can't even say May the 4th be with you because that's no, May. Good morning, everyone. I am Catherine Lucadu, broker owner here at the Backwards Property Gallery Realty. Doesn't matter if I don't switch it around. How are you all doing on this fabulous blue skied Monday morning? We haven't really seen blue skies in I don't know how long. It feels like forever, but we are so grateful to see some blue skies this morning. So here's what's interesting. I've been on a lot of different meetings and listing appointments and all kinds of things this week. And funny enough, the same two things kept coming up over and over because I love to listen really carefully when I go on appointments, when I speak to agents, really anyone who I'm speaking to. So here are the two things that came up, and these are the short tips that I am going to be giving you this morning. Number one, three people over the course of the week said this to me. You know, what I really liked about you is that you answered your phone. And I thought to myself, that is what really struck you, is the fact that I answered my phone. So here we are in business, constantly looking for business and prospecting and doing all this work, investing all this money in technology and websites and lead gen sites and postcards and flyers. And what struck these people the most is that I answer my phone. So that's something to think about, because every time you see a number that rings on your phone or that shows up on your phone and you say, well, I don't know who that is, I'm not going to answer. Well, of course you don't know who that is, because there are people calling you to do business with you. So rather than saying that, in the fact that when we're in business, and sorry I'm a little hyped up about this, but I can't believe that this is what struck someone in the public the most, is that I answer my phone. So we, in the real estate industry and in any business, our contact information is public because we want people to find us. We're not trying to be a secret. So why are we not answering our phones when someone is calling us? Whether it says unknown number, whether it's a number that we don't know, you should be answering your phone. And whether it's a colleague in real estate who's asking for feedback, whether it is a new client who's asking if you can come to their home, or whether it's just someone who happens to have a question for you, answer your phone. It's what you're supposed to be doing rather than letting it go to voicemail. So that's tip one, super simple, answer your phone. Number two, this was interesting. So there I was at this family's home, and the husband has been in sales his whole life. A different industry altogether, but it doesn't matter because it's all a people business. And you can say to yourself, well, I'm not in sales. Well, actually, everyone's in sales. Our children are in sales because they're trying constantly to sell us on their ideas. We're in sales trying to sell them on our ideas of what we'd like them to do. We're in sales whether we're in real estate, whether we have a home business, whether we have a brick and mortar business, whether we're in construction, doesn't matter what it is. So in listening to this gentleman who's been in sales many, many years, he said to me, here's what struck me as interesting. Real estate agents are sending out postcards and newspaper ads, sending letters and so on. And he said, there are different ways of approaching sales, which I agree, because I teach a certain kind here. And that certain kind is stop selling people, right? Start creating relationships with people. Rather than trying to sell them on something, just listen to what they have to say, help them, and guide them. So what he didn't like about a few of the different sales perspectives, we'll call them, out in the market right now, is the fact that so many people are concentrating on the negative aspect of the market. You know, very similar to how television news gets ratings. They start the news on the negative, and then if there is a happy story, they'll sort of lead to that later on. What if you actually approach your business in a positive way? Put a positive light on the market, and then you may actually see positive feedback. So rather than scaring people into saying, well, the market is down, so now's the time to sell, or, you know, spring is coming, you better sell now, or, well, there's no or, we are now, there is no season. There is no season in real estate because a person has to have a roof over their head 365 days of the year. So they don't choose whether it's going to be September or August or June. It's any time of the year. So rather than selling in a fear-mongering way, how about we channel all that into the positives? So here are the great things about selling in January, February, or March. And if you have a business that is not in direct sales, just put a positive spin on things, because then the feedback that you get will also be positive. Now, there will be people, and I have experienced this myself in some of my videos, where I am putting a positive spin, and people tell me to take my rose-colored glasses off. Which is fine. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. Doesn't mean it has to affect me. Doesn't mean it has to change the way that I am going to decide to run my business. So have these couple of things in mind as you go forth in your business. First of all, know what kind of business person that you want to be. How do you want to do your business? Are you doing it to cultivate a relationship? Are you doing it to help people and guide people? Or are you doing it sheer quantity? Meaning, is it all about the numbers? Are you just trying to get a transaction done and move on to the next? But whatever business path you choose, embrace it wholeheartedly. So try not to waver, just go all, hopefully this way, rather than this way. That is it for today. Anything else interesting happen to you? Well, your daughter had a breakthrough.
She did, yes.
And this is Lily, the lovely Lillian Slaney.
Good morning.
She keeps our office and our paperwork and our deals together, loads of experience under her belt. So tell me what the breakthrough is. And this is her lovely daughter, which we have talked about before, Olivia. And Olivia is a gymnast, and she has been doing it for
9 years.
9 years, and she's only 12. So since she was 3, she's been doing gym, and to the point where she now does practice and training 5 hours a day, isn't it?
5 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Okay, so here we have a 12-year-old doing gymnastics practice, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. How many of you can say that you train in your craft for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, so that you can become really good at what you do? And She's very dedicated and super bubbly and the cutest little thing. So Olivia, if you're watching this later, you're the cutest little thing. So what is it, the breakthrough that she had this year? Actually, yesterday.
No, this morning.
This morning,
this
okay.
This morning, just before school. So we finished all our qualifiers, and now we wait to find out if we've made it to championships. Mm-hmm. And her friend have decided that if they don't make provincial championships, they're okay with it. And they're okay with it because Olivia is going to Montreal to compete at Gymnics, which is an international competition. So she's happy. And she's happy because she's going to compete Gymnics Level 7, all four events, vault, bars, beam, and floor. So something happened.
Right. So it's
happy.
Not that I'm not good here, but I'm only good here. It's okay because I can be good here as well.
Yes.
And she also trains like a fiend, and she loves it.
Yes.
So this is the key, is just, if you want to be really good at what you do, then become really good at what you do. Don't wait for someone to say it's okay to become good at what you do. Be somewhere where you are supported, and if not, then go elsewhere. It's really that simple. If you don't like how your business is doing here, then transform it to become really great here. We have a fantastic day coming up here at the program. We have two guest speakers coming in. Lynn Gibson is going to be informing us on where things are at in our mortgage industry right now. And here she is, coming in the door. We have Panos Loukaitis, who is a master home inspector. He's going to be giving us tips. Come on in. Tips for our agents to help buyers and sellers during their inspections, what to look out for, how to help them, and so on. Come on in, come say hello. Don't you just love things off the cuff? So this is the lovely Lynn Gibson. She is going to be, like I said, talking to us about mortgage, giving us updates, mm-hmm. and a few things that we had talked about, which I felt would help agents these days. I'm not going to hold you up because you've got your bags. If you want to go on and...
I'll set the breakfast up.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
Something says here.
So, we have Panos Loukaitis, as I said, talking about home inspections. Then we have lead gen, because we have a new lead generation system going on here, where I'm going to be talking about the training and the skills needed for that as a bonus to people's business, not as the majority of a person's business, because our businesses should be relationship, right? Cultivating relationships. And after that, we have one-on-one mentoring sessions. And what is after that? It's going to be a great week ahead. So I hope you all have found a little bit of, she's on the phone. So I hope you found some of this a little bit helpful this morning. Reach out if you ever have any questions. If you ever want to chat, come by. We're here at 15 Allen Drive in Bolton. This is simply our head office because we have satellite offices in different areas around the city because we have agents who work around the city. So awesome week ahead, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Find me on Facebook with any of your questions or comments at Catherine Loukaitis.